appearance to get around the court order of no contact.
Representative James?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Annie, the circumstances in this case really bothers me a lot, even though you said that his order said that even if she had asked for him, or if it's a she or he, asked for this, that still didn't preclude him from doing that. That sounds kind of unreasonable to me, but it seems to me like that she, in this particular case, it was a she, knew also that it was violating it, but not for her, but for him. That doesn't somehow or other doesn't compute in my fairness issue.
Well, through the chair, that's the dynamics of domestic violence. And actually, I'm not the best person to talk about this. There are a lot of people who know a lot more about it than I do. But the court has ordered him not to contact her. And he's the one that has to abide by that order. She wasn't under any court order of the court. It wasn't one of those situations where they call them reciprocal restraining orders, where they're both under a court order not to do something. And I
understand that. It just doesn't meet my fairness test is the whole issue. It's and I understand that this happens a lot. And because for lots of different reasons. And so I don't know what the answer is to it. I'm just, I'm not complaining about this piece of legislation or anything. I'm willing to go forward with this because I'm sure people can say they didn't know and they really do know. And that's something the court's going to have to understand. But it just doesn't fit in my fairness issue. It takes two to tangle. And even though the one is the person who is grossly unfair to the other one, I just have a real struggle with them getting enticed to violate.
Through the chair, I understand your struggle. When you look at the facts of individual cases, it's a lot easier to understand because it's usually the victim who is the one that's being manipulated. I think I've been talking too much this afternoon. So maybe I'll just...
My apologies.
So if there aren't any more questions, I will stop.
I think our witness doesn't want any more questions. Thank you very much. We also have Marla Nelson who would like to testify.
Yes, I'm here.
And could you...
Should I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead and state your affiliation, please,
okay.
Marla.
Thank you. I'm Marla Nelson. I'm the Program Director for Abused Women's Aid in Crisis in Anchorage, Alaska, which is a domestic violence program and 52-bed shelter. And thank you for taking time to hear our voices. I'm here to testify in support of HB 348. Which we believe would strengthen the justice system's ability to enforce protective orders and possibly prosecute violations. And even more importantly, possibly increase the safety or ensuring the safety for the women and children who are at risk for domestic violence and or victims of domestic violence. The prosecution has often of violations been difficult. And part of that is due to the vagueness in the definition. Successful prosecution of protective orders would further hold perpetrators accountable and send the message that protective orders must be taken seriously. We have a lot of victims that we work with every day, and that includes those that don't believe that a protective order will further ensure their safety, and that results in them actually not applying for them in fear that will actually escalate the perpetrator's abusive behavior. We believe that passage of the bill would send a message to women and children in our state that we will hold perpetrators accountable and that we're very concerned about the safety of women and children who are at risk for domestic violence. And in reference to the difficulty of a woman who potentially make contact even though the protective order is against the perpetrator. I think that one of the least understood and most difficult to understand parts of domestic violence is the emotional abuse and the brainwashing. And it would take a long time to talk about that, but I really think that speaks to the cycle, and it's the piece that is the most difficult to explain and the most difficult to understand why a victim would make a phone call to a partner who he or she knows has a protective order against them. So I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Marla. Does anyone have any questions, Marla? Hearing none. Senator Croft, do you want to wrap up, or is there a motion, or is there...
I'd be happy to make a motion if the committee's ready. I move that we pass out of committee House Bill 348 with the attached zero fiscal note and notes, sorry, and individual recommendations.
Is there objection to that motion? Hearing none, the bill is moved and the committee is adjourned.